Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. In celebration of his call for environmentally responsible modes of transit, the city of Philadelphia is giving Pope Francis a white, custom-made 8-speed breezer bike. It's adorned with a chain guard shaped like an angel's wing and various papal and Philadelphia-related logos. Attendees at this weekend's events aren't likely to see that bicycle, but they will encounter potentially thousands of others. Offering tips for two-wheelers, John Boyle, Research Director of the Philadelphia Bicycle Coalition. John, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Now, cars obviously are not allowed into the so-called Francis Festival grounds, formerly the traffic box. Are bikes restricted the same way?
No, bikes can go in and outside the traffic box. There are some restrictions, though. You won't be able to pass through any location that has a magnetometer, nor are you allowed to ride your bicycle on any of the streets that are designated as emergency routes.
Now, I went to your website, and on the homepage it says, the Pope is coming, ride your bike. So I suppose there are opportunities as well.
Yes, I think this is one of those rare opportunities where we don't have to deal with the crush of everyday traffic. So people who might be intimidated by traffic have this rare opportunity to enjoy Center City streets with almost no traffic interruptions.
But sharing it with perhaps thousands of pedestrians.
Right. So that's going to be a slight inconvenience. There are certain streets that are designated as walking routes, and at certain times of the day, they're going to be quite crowded, and you will have to walk your bicycle. The good news is that since we have such a large grid in Center City, you can just take another street.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, no bikes allowed within the security fence, but how about residents already in that perimeter? Can they get their bike in and out?
That's a good question. That was never asked to us, so we don't know. I heard somebody the other day ask if they could walk their dog, and Mayor Nutter said, yes, you can walk your dog. So I think that's a negotiation that hasn't been done, and I think there might be a case where that might happen.
Well, at this juncture, we're still a few days out, so hopefully there will be answers to those questions and more. Of course, for those coming from the Garden State, yourself included, the Ben Franklin Bridge is closed to cars. Can bikes make that transit?
Yes, they can. They have to walk along with pedestrians along the length of the bridge. That's a half-hour trip normally. And then once you get on the Philadelphia side, you can ride to wherever you want to.
And for those who commute by public transit and know those rules regarding bringing bikes on and off, is that changing for the purposes of this papal weekend?
Yes, the general rule is no bikes are allowed on public transit, with one exception. You'll still be able to take your bike on the bus, but you will not be able to take your bike on any train, be that New Jersey Transit, PACO, or SEPTA.
I'm looking out across from our studios, a wonderful Indigo bike station stop. What's the status of the Indigo operation?
So most of the Indigo stations will remain open. They've committed to being open. Where the Indigo stations that are closed will be the ones within the secure perimeter areas. And to compensate for that, Indigo is actually setting up what they call corrals, where there'll be manned stations next to Indigo racks, and they'll be able to handle as many bikes as are taking in. So they're great places to drop off your bike if you're coming from, say, South Philadelphia, pick up an Indigo bike, and you need to get into the traffic zone. I highly recommend that you aim for these Indigo corrals.
Though clearly the vast majority will be riding their own bikes, and are there specific challenges for places to park them?
Right. So the city is not designating any parking areas specifically for bicycles. We have several thousand racks downtown, so there is bike parking. And there are also these, what the police like to call bicycle racks. They're really barricades, police barricades. A lot of them are going to be lined on, for example, these closed emergency routes. So there may be lots of bike parking, or it may be tight. Whatever depends on what the city decides. What we hope does not happen is that they start cutting locks when they didn't tell anybody that there's no access, that you can't lock to these things.
Well, maybe then the safest thing is to keep moving, and toward that end, though it's not an official Philadelphia Bicycle Coalition event, I understand there is an organized ride that some 2,000 participants have signed on to date.
Right. So there's what they call the Pope Ride Almost Open Streets. That's going to start at the porch at 30th Street Station at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and they'll be doing a loop, which they reviewed with the Philadelphia Police Department, streets that they feel will be bikeable, that avoids most of the walking routes whenever they can and avoids the closed streets.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
John Boyle is Research Director of the Philadelphia Bicycle Coalition.